Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
Remember, ladies, one must not get one's knickers in a twist.
The spoken word.
We'll begin this audio track's imaginative journey with the creative and down-home humor of Vic and Sade. Vic and Sade was an American radio program created and written by Paul Reimer. It was regularly broadcast on radio from 1932 to 1944, then intermittently until 1946, and was briefly adapted to television in 1949 and again in 1957. During its 14-year run on radio, Vic and Sade became one of the most popular series of its kind, earning critical and popular success. It's been said that Vic and Sade had 7 million devoted listeners in 1943. For the majority of its span on the air, Vic and Sade was heard in 15-minute episodes without a continuing storyline. That's an interesting point. No continuous storyline. Each show was a separate story. The central characters, known as radio's home folks, were accountant Victor Rodney Gook, played by Art Van Harvey, his wife Sade, played by Bernadine Flynn, and their adopted son Rush, played by Bill Idelson. The three lived on Virginia Avenue in the small house halfway up the next block. The program was presented with a low-key ease and naturalness, and Reimer's humorous dialogue was delivered with a subtleness that made even the most outrageous events seem commonplace and normal. Though the town where Vic and Sade lived was never named, it is believed to have been a fictionalized Bloomington, Indiana. Victor Rodney Gook, was the chief accountant of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company, Plant No. 14. He was the exalted Big Dipper of the Drowsy Venus chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, a fraternal order which was founded by R.J. Conk. Vic's passion was parades, alarm clocks, and doorbells. He was often asked to submit articles to the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly and the Lodge magazine. Russ's, or Russell's, nickname for Vic was Gov. Sade was a housewife who took pride in her housekeeping. Her interest outside the home was primarily focused on the Thimble Club sewing circle, where she and the Thimble ladies would get together to sew and gossip. She was very pragmatic about things and had a little sense of humor. Her world extended to a very small radius, and she cared little for anything outside her tightly drawn circle. Vic's usual nickname for Sade was Dr. Sleech, and Russ, or Russell, just called her Mom. On this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, you're going to hear a Vic and Sade episode from February 2nd, 1940, Mr. Donahue Gets a Promotion. Here's Mr. Victor Gook, his wife Sade, and their adopted son, Russ.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook. All by himself. Mr. Gook is established at the library table, sorting through a pile of official-looking documents. We surmise he's doing a spot of office work at home. His labors are interrupted now, however, by a voice from the kitchen. Listen.
Vic?
Hi, Jay.
Mr. Donahue got the new job.
Did he?
They called up from the roundhouse with the news only about 10 minutes ago.
You may tender my congratulations and best wishes to Pa Donahue. You may also explain.
Can I bother you a minute?
All right,
Ed. Excited as a horse.
Ooh, you?
Yeah. Isn't it grand, though?
Enchanting.
This is a step up they've been waiting for years. Traveling Inspector of Locomotives.
Quite a fancy title.
Been on pins and needles the last 6 weeks wondering whether they'd get the position or not. Didn't hardly dare let themselves think about it for fear they'd be disappointed.
Well,
I was puttering around in the kitchen and went out on the back porch to shake my mop. Miss Donahue was standing in her pantry window rapping on the glass to beat the band. Made wild motions for me to come running over. Well, I scooted across the backyard and she met me at the door with the big news. Oh, boy, is she walking on air.
Donahue home?
Yeah, upstairs changing clothes. She told me all about it in whispers. See, he don't want an enormous big fuss made. He's going to go right along about his business as though nothing had happened. Pretty soon we'll see him start off to work. I want to keep watching out the window so we don't miss him. He won't be wearing overalls, Vic. He'll be wearing a blue serge suit and a derby hat. He's got a Kansas City freight drag at 4:45.
Kansas City freight drag?
Yeah.
Well, if he's all through being an engineer, how comes he has to take a...
Oh, he still rides trains and all. Only instead of being the engineer with his hand on the throttle and his head stuck out the window, he loafs around in the cab sitting on a camp chair. He's the inspector, see?
Mm. Hi, Mom.
He's the monstrous big inspector. Watches the gauges and meters and trash.
Oh, no.
Keeps track of the steam. Checks up on the coal.
Mm.
Gives orders. Hey, you fireman, you, shovel out some ashes. Mr. Engineer, toot your whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Grand.
How do you do, people?
Hiya, Sam.
I enter my home and holler greetings, and nobody pays the slightest bit of attention to me. I expect civilization...
Willie, step over to the window and watch for Mr. Donahue.
Is Mr. Donahue...
He'll be leaving the house directly to go to the railroad, and I don't want to miss seeing him. Scoot along. Holler the minute the door opens. He'll be wearing a blue serge suit, Vic, and a derby hat. Bought him over 6 weeks ago. Just on the chance he'd get the job.
Mm.
You ought to hear her. Running around like a chicken with its head off. See, he don't want any fuss made. He wouldn't have liked her to motion me over the way she done. We stood there in the kitchen doorway and she told me the news in whispers. Some whispers. The roundhouse just telephoned. It's gone through. Traveling inspector of locomotives. Effective immediately.
<That's pretty good.
laughs> Oh, boy.
Anything
doing next door, Willie?
No. What's the idea?
Well, keep watching. Holler the minute he steps out on the porch.
What's the idea?
Leave, I'll telephone Ruthie.
Mm.
She'll want to know.
Mm.
Shall I? Expect you're ready to bite my head off, bothering you in the middle of your work this way.
I'm all through with the worst part.
I'll call her then, huh?
Sure.
What's the idea, man?
You'll have to be still, Sonny. I'm going to telephone. 2572X, please. She may be downtown.
Mm.
I know there's a wash rag sale on at Jamilton's. Ruthie generally takes advantage of every wash... Donahue?
Yeah.
Come on, Vic.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Donahue coming out on the porch?
Mr. and Ms. Donahue both.
Hurry up, Vic.
Okay.
Mr. Donahue's all dressed up.
Derby hat, blue serge suit?
Yeah, looks like he's...
Oh, inside, Willie. Give a person room.
There's plenty of
and
room.
And don't scratch your face out through the curtains where they can see you. Vic, why don't you...
I'm right here.
Oh. Willie, move.
Gee whiz, an individual...
Yes, sir. Derby hat and blue serge suit.
Very spiffy.
Don't he look nice?
Yeah.
Look, she's detaining him on the front porch. Probably realizes we're watching out the window and wants to give us a chance to get our eyes full. That's what she's doing, Vic. Detaining him.
Hey, what's the idea all this?
Rush, you're not so big you need to take up the whole creation. Get them elbows down. Sure, she's detaining him.
What's the idea all this?
Donahue just got promoted.
You know?
He's the monstrous big traveling inspector of locomotives.
Glad to hear it. Always glad to learn.
Stand back, will you? We don't want to be caught staring our heads off.
Telephone's ringing.
Probably Bluetooth Johnson. Bluetooth threatened to call me.
Probably Ruthie. I'll get it. Her phone rang when I called him in to go, and she most likely had a notion it was me.
This new job pretty snappy, Mr. Donahue's got?
I guess it is. Rides around on engines, wearing good clothes, and bawling out the firemen.
Hello.
He'll get them good clothes dirty, won't he?
I imagine so. Your mother tells me he's going to Kansas City on a freight drag this very afternoon.
And get that derby hat full of coal dust.
He can't hardly miss.
Where'll he sit down? They only got two seats in locomotives, one for the engineer and one for the fireman.
Bob Donahue lounges back in that camp chair.
I'd enjoy a job like that myself. I'd enjoy riding around.
Yeah.
Mr. and Ms. Caller looking out their front window.
Uh-huh. So they are.
Is Miss Donahue still detaining her wonderful big traveling inspector of locomotives on the porch for the neighbors to see?
Yeah.
Give a person some space, Willie.
Hmm.
And keep back of the curtain. Looks awful nosy. Three people all jammed in a window staring at the family next door.
Mr. and Ms. Caller staring out their window.
Yeah?
Stovepoker just called my attention to
them. I say they are.
Ms. Elders, too. I can see your silhouette.
Yes, sir. Vic, you know what I bet? I bet Miss Donahue telephoned calls and elders. Bet she telephoned them and told them to keep an eye out for her wonderful husband with his derby hat and blue serge suit.
Don't sound like exactly the kind of thing Ma Donahue'd do.
Oh, no, but she's all excited. Not quite herself. I just bet anything she telephoned around. Far as that goes, I wouldn't be surprised by what she phoned Hushers also. Probably the neighbors all up and down Virginia Avenue are watching out their window.
Could be.
Just look how she's detaining him on the porch there. Yeah. See how restless he is, hopping from one foot to the other? He's in a sweat to be off to the roundhouse, and she keeps talking to him. Why, I'll bet $9,000 she's got the neighbors primed to get an eyeful of her big, enormous traveling inspector of locomotives.
Well, I got my eye full enough. I've got to get back and finish my work.
Notice the lovely shoe shine he's got? Lovely shoe shine, derby hat, blue serge suit. Boy, is he the cock of the roost.
Off to the roundhouse. Pa Donahue is at last shaking himself free of his wife's clinging hands is on his way to the roundhouse.
Yep, there he goes.
Kansas City or bus.
Hey, you fireman, you, shovel in more coal. Toot your whistle, Mr. Engineer. How many times does a person have to tell you? Oh, I think it's grand. Straighten that curtain, Willie.
Okay.
Peachy increase in his pay and no more overalls. When he gets back from Kansas City, let's invite him over for supper. Give him kind of a halfway little celebration.
Okay.
Good idea? You should have heard her whisper in my ear over in the kitchen a while ago. The roundhouse just now telephoned. It went through. Traveling inspector, locomotive. Effective immediately. Well, I'll phone Ruthie.
Well, I'll get back to work.
Don't sneak off, honey.
I'm not.
Just to trot for groceries. 2572X, please. Yes. I feel so good for Mr. and Ms. Donahue. They're fine, fine people. Deserve everything they get. Hello, lady? Guess what?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Thank you for your visit. Good day.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.